Gentleman from Oklahoma is recognized for 5 minutes.
Mr. Speaker, I will not dwell on the points made by the good lady, but I would like to take this time to discuss for just a moment the process that we've gone through here and the nature of what we are trying to do in crafting another 5-year comprehensive farm bill. We have gone through the most amazing open process in the House Agriculture Committee 2 years in a row, and we achieved consensus. Now, the bill this year might not be quite the same as the bill last year. And we have gone through, I think, an open process here on the floor where 103 or 104 amendments were considered by this body in open debate, in open discussion, recorded votes, once again trying to achieve a consensus. I know that not everyone has in this final bill exactly what they want. I know some of my very conservative friends think that it doesn't go far enough in the name of reform. I know some of my liberal friends thinks it goes too far in the name of addressing the needs of people. But I would say this to all of you. Ultimately, this body has to do its work. Ultimately, we have to move a product that we can go to conference with. Ultimately, we have to work out a consensus with the United States Senate so that we will have a final document that we can all consider together that hopefully we'll support and the President will sign into law. Now, I have tried in good faith working with my ranking member and each and every one of you in every facet of these issues to achieve that consensus. I have tried, and I hope that you recognize and acknowledge that. But we're at this critical moment. Whether you believe the bill has too much reform or not enough, or you believe it cuts too much or it doesn't cut enough, we have to move this document forward to achieve a common goal, to meet the needs of our citizens. No matter what part of the country, no matter whether they produce the food or consume the food, we have to meet those common needs in a responsible fashion. I plead to you, I implore you, put aside whatever the latest email is, or the latest flyer is, or whatever comment or rumor you've heard from people near you or around you. Assess the situation. Look at the bill. Vote with me to move this forward. If you care about the consumers, the producers, the citizens of this country, move this bill forward. If it fails today, I can't guarantee that you'll see in this session of Congress another attempt. But I would assure each and every one of you, whether it's the appropriations process or amendments to other bills, the struggles will go on, but it won't be done in a balanced way. If you care about your folks, if you care about this institution, if you care about utilizing open order, vote with us. Vote with me on final. And if you don't, when you leave here, they'll just say it's a dysfunctional body, a broken institution full of dysfunctional people. That's not true. You know that's not true. Cast your vote in a responsible fashion. That's all I can ask. Thank you, my friends. I yield back, Mr. Speaker.
Without objection, the previous question is ordered.